Hey, Alex McGurr. Hey, everybody else. Hey, thank you, everyone, for all of your kind congratulations. This is T.A. and Marion calling in from kilometer 3,080 of Paddling North. And there won't be any more kilometers because we turned in the canoe. Our canoe was a rental from a company called Canoe North in Hay River. They outfit Mackenzie River paddlers. We went up to Hay River, picked up the boat, dragged it south to Jasper, and started paddling north and west and east and on occasion south. And our paddling is done. We got up this morning, made sure that the tide wasn't going to float the tent away, and then looked at some of our options, and then paddled to the picnic area for the Pingo National Historic or National Landmark. So there's Pingos all over the terrain here, Pingos being ice-cored hills. I'm sitting in front of our lovely fire since it's 3 degrees on August 13th, looking across at Split Pingo and another Pingo whose name is escaping me at the moment. So Pingos are big here. They're where lakes used to be. They got drained, and then the ice in the permafrost expanded, making a hill. Some of them are quite tall. To me, they remind me of volcanoes and volcanic climbing trips that I've been on. So a whirlwind of activity today. We hit the shore about 3 in the afternoon. I got on the phone, found a taxi service who could recommend someone with a truck. So John came over. Thanks, John. And with his trailer, we popped on the canoe, got it over to the MCL barge service, which will take it back to Hay River for us. So our PFDs and paddles and boat and cover are gone. We feel a little boatless. And we're just sort of like we usually tuck the boat in at night, and now we're not tucking that in. We just have to tuck ourselves in. So it's a time of transition. It's an exhilarating time, sharing pictures, sharing stories, getting connected with loved ones back now since we had about a week again without connection, putting our pictures out, and just taking in all of your kind congratulations, getting a sense in ourselves of the scale of this adventure accomplishment, and breathing, noticing that every corner of our bodies is tired, every corner of our bodies probably aches. And we are indeed, as one of our friends, Jean, said, strong of back and strong of arms, and indeed strong of mind, I think, if we stop and look. This will likely be my last audio post for a little while. Do look to the website for some written posts. There's probably lots more photos that aren't on the phone that will get shared over time, and who knows, maybe even, well, definitely a longer blog post, maybe even a book at some point. So keep me on that one. And again, just an amazingly hard day yesterday. We keep sort of looking at it going, oh my God, we pulled that off. And I posted a picture of the weather forecast to Instagram and Facebook and Twitter just now. Basically, if we didn't do our epic day yesterday, we'd be sitting in Whitefish for at least till at least Friday, so 5 days, maybe 6, and not even necessarily able to get someone to come fetch us unless we paddled back up to Ranger Station and someone came from Inuvik. So glad to be here sitting on the beach. It would have been interesting to spend a week in Whitefish Station. We would have learned a lot about whitefish, and it would have been amazing. But on the other hand, we're tired, and we had planned the expedition for 90 days, so pretty amazing that we will hit Inuvik on day 90 with all kinds of memories, ideas, thoughts, feelings, and most importantly, experiences that we will carry with us for the rest of our lives. So again, thank you so much for following along. It meant so much to us to share the expedition with you, and we will do our best to share a little bit more as it all makes sense and ruminates down in our DNA, and the meaning becomes even clearer. So this is Paddling North, signing out day 89, from kilometer 3,080. Take care.